In the third scenario, you may wish to make coaching conditional on a referral. Sometimes clients have psychological and emotional issues that go beyond the scope of coaching alone. It is important to understand that when you decide that this is the case, then you'll want to refer the client to other support systems. It may be that you decide that you want to make it a condition of continuing or starting coaching that a client seeks some assistance in some other field. It is absolutely acceptable to do this, providing you understand the impact this may have on the coaching relationship. And this is something you may wish to bring into the coaching relationship at some future time. If you think that the client may need special advice and support, then tell them so and why. Explain that you are willing to continue coaching them provided they seek other support. Ask them if they are willing to accept this as a condition of the coaching. It is important to contextualize this. Explain clearly what coaching does and doesn't do, what it offers, and how this sometimes means that it is not the most appropriate course to follow on its own. If they ask you to suggest a practitioner, then do so if you have one that you want to offer. It is fine if they prefer to find one themselves. If they agree, then integrate this into your coach-client relationship agreement. Now we come to scenario 4.